I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oldesty?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
So I would entertain a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There are no appointments, announcements, proclamations, or presentations. I would accept a motion for the consent agenda.
I move that we accept the consent agenda.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now it's time for public comment. Those persons wishing to address council, please come to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Kristen.
We already have them.
We have them.
We got a paper copy.
We all have paper copies.
Oh, Brenda, Brenda.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Brenda, don't forget the timer.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Is that on? Tap it.
No, it's not on.
Not on.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. My name is Kristen Bryant. I'm from Bellevue, and I grew up in Black Diamond. And I have comments tonight regarding one of your agenda items, the resolution 181264 on the final plat, number V13. You have copies of the comments. To summarize, because this is first on your agenda tonight, this is the opportunity you have to discuss it. And look detailed at any item. The possibility is there if through discussion you feel that it needs more time, more information, or some kind of a revision, you could postpone the item for a short time or until your next meeting so that you can get that information. The conditions are that the plat needs to meet all of the applicable conditions that go with this plat, with the master plan development approval from 2010 or the development agreement from 2011. So that's a lot of information, and I know it's listed out in the agenda bill, but if there's any condition missed or misinterpreted, this is your chance. This is why council review is there. The other issue is that on prior plats, completion of some of the required improvements that go with the final plat has not occurred. The council should consider the history of Developer Oak Point's other final plats before voting. The city's ordinance 17.20.50 on final plats requires construction of bonded improvements within 1 year of final plat approval and prior to issuance of any building permits on the plat. However, the city has not been following this requirement and has issued building permits on other final plats, while some of the bonded improvements are still not complete. Experienced municipal attorney Dan Glenn, who's worked for a number of cities and had over a 40-year career, did point this out to the council at the beginning of this year. But the city, to my knowledge, has not acted to ensure the developer comes into compliance with this ordinance. The council may wish to remove any future problems of completing bonded improvements on plats by exercising the clause in 17.20.50 to actually require completion of improvements that prior to issuing the final plat, rather than allowing them to be bonded. That is at your discretion, according to the code. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, Gary.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. The next item on the agenda is Resolution 18-1266, authorizing an agreement with RH2 Engineering for the telemetry design and installation for the city's water and sewer infrastructure. Mr. Botcher.
Almost there. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. This contract is to update our telemetry system. This is the control system for our water system, which monitors data from our water system, provides operational controls, and collects and stores data from our water system. The system was built in 2006, so it's now getting past its age. It's showing signs of its age. Some of the parts are now hard to get, and so would like to upgrade this telemetry system in concert with what the Master Plan Development Group is doing with the upgrade related to sewer and accepting the sewer lift station. So by doing this work at the same time as what they're doing, we're achieving some economy of scale, efficiency, and eliminating duplicate work down the line. So it makes sense to do this work now at the same time as the MDIRT work that funded by Oak Point. That's, I think, all I had to say on that, and like to move that forward.
Councilmember Deedy.
So it came to the Finance Committee, and it makes sense as a taxpayer to do it now than to have to have the MDART, the Oak Point start their system, get all that up, and then for the city to come back in a year or two and tie us in and just have to redo and just cost us more money. So to me, it sounded like it was beneficial for us as taxpayers to go ahead and start that system now, rather than wait a year and then try to tie into it.
Go ahead.
I wanted to add one more thing. This is two contracts, you'll notice. The one contract is for purchase of materials and installation, which is has different tax rates than the consulting professional work. So we save some tax funds, and it helps with RH2's accounting to save that money on taxes if we just handle it with separate contracts.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, this also originally started in the Public Works Committee, and we had recommended moving it forward. But I also want to make a comment that this is a budgeted item, so I think we also agreed at that time to forward it to the Finance Committee. So four-fifths of us have reviewed this already, so I heartily endorse it.
Councilmember Rose?
Stout.
I answered anything. I think all of us have taken a tour of our water system, and we've gone up to see what's in the cabinets up there, the whole kind of intergalactic spatial computer system that's up there. that we know is an older system, and it just can't go on forever. So from there to the Public Works Committee, where we had it described pretty intensively to us, and then on to the Finance Committee, upon which both I participate in. It just makes sense at this time to get this thing moving forward and do the best thing for the citizens so that we have that a nice, good, healthy system in place for monitoring our water and upcoming sewer issues. So,
Councilmember Wisnowski.
This is one of the things that I asked Seth about when I did my tour up there. And as a technologist, this is probably three or four cycles, technology life cycles behind on upgrades. And also as a consultant, I can tell you that integrations are much more expensive than original builds. So this is a good cost-saving effort for the taxpayers of Black Diamond to do this now as one effort. So I wholeheartedly support this.
Thank you.
I make a motion to adopt Resolution 18-1266, authorizing the mayor to execute a professional service agreement with RH2 Engineering Incorporated for the SCADA telemetry design and installation for the city's water and sewer infrastructure and to appropriate the funds for this project.
Second.
Is there any further discussion?
Aye. No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah, don't
motion
vote.
Carried. The next item on the agenda is resolution number 18-1267, approving Tough Mudder special event permit for September 18th. Ms. Kincaid.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. Well, I think it'll work without it. So the Tough Mudder event has been coming to the city of Black Diamond for many years. This is a resolution for you to approve for the Community Development Department to issue the special use permit. It's a special use permit 180010. This is a two-day event, and our code requires that a two-day event be approved by the City Council. So again, this event takes place on September 22nd and 23rd, 2 days. It is an event that takes place on private property. The coordinator, the event coordinators have the permission from the property owner. They've gotten their permission from the State Department of Transportation for any impacts to the highway. They have an agreement with the police to provide police services and have paid in advance for those special services that they require. So they're just not doing anything that they haven't done over the past several years. But if you had any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Councilmember Deedy.
So this has been a great event. In Black Diamond, I think it's their fifth year?
Seventh.
No, it's eighth.
Holy 2010 or 2011, yeah.
Wow.
They've been here a long time.
So I attended, I think it was the second event, but it's definitely something that brings citizens or members from the Seattle area or Oregon or Montana, wherever they're coming from, out to Black Diamond, a chance to see our little community and hopefully spend some money. One of the things that you did mention that changed a little bit this year is that we did ask them to pay ahead their fees for our police. And I think the fire department also did the same, which I think is a benefit. Because if I remember right, it was taking months before... our police department and fire department and whoever else was supposed to get paid. So I'm fully in support of passing this tonight.
And you didn't just actually go to the event. You participated,
participated in
the event.
Nice job.
Councilmember Edelman.
And I witnessed her going through the mud and the muck and the electrodes and all of that stuff. It's a great spectator sport. wouldn't catch me doing it. Now, this is a great event because even apart from the fees that they pay to participate here, there's some longer term, I think, return on that investment, because they go down to the bakery maybe another time, or they'll go, wow, this is great out here. They come and they do their biking here, and then they go to the bakery, or they go down to the antique mall, or go to our museum, and it is, I'm pretty sure, bringing more people into our city, and I think it's just a huge benefit. Mm-hmm. And it gives us some national recognition, I think, that we kind of fail to recognize. If you go on their website, and it says Black Diamond, Washington, it doesn't say Seattle.
Yeah, it's cool.
So I'm a firm believer in this. I would never do it, but I think it's great for those younger people that want to do that stuff.
Councilmember Wisniewski.
Yeah, I'm just going to reaffirm what Jenny said. This isn't just a local event. People from all over the country come to this event. It gets Black Diamond's name out there, and they get to see how great of an area we have, and they come back.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, advertised. These Tough Mudders, people literally come from all over the country for these things. Yeah. I've got a friend who travels ungodly areas to go run in the woods. And like I said, they come from all over. So it's a great marketing event for the Black Diamond area.
Then I move to adopt Resolution 18-1267, authorizing the mayor to execute the approval of SCP 18-0010 for Tough Mudder, LLC.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So it's now time for department reports. Chief Smith.
You already invoiced us for them.
Okay.
So that must have been by email, because I think we just did that. So,
That would be nice to have a demonstration of.
Yeah, I'll have them bring them in. They're really neat. I mean, you're familiar with the old ones that were, you know, you used a large motorized unit and hoses, and they're really loud, and everything's, they're all battery operated now. So they're really nice. But right now, the guys are training on them. We'll probably be training on those for a couple months before we put them in service and get them on the trucks, get the old ones off. Our Volunteer Recruit Academy starts Tuesday, October 2nd, and so that'll be every Tuesday, every Thursday night, and all day Saturday. We are extending it, so it's a little over 9 weeks long, and then at the end, they're going to graduate, and we're talking about having our graduation over at the Kent Lake High School this year, so we're doing some, as you know, Assistant Chief Robert Young is retiring, so we have a lot of new people doing his stuff, so we're mixing it up and doing a lot of new stuff, and so everybody's kind of excited about it. Yeah, we're sorry to see Robert leave, but everybody's excited about doing new stuff,
Can you let us know when you have that ceremony? Because we may want
to. I don't know when that is yet, so.
But you can just send us an email or send it to Brian.
I will make sure that they all know.
Great. Thank you.
You have full complement of volunteers for the academy?
We have 20. Yeah, we actually are fairly lucky that we don't really have a hard time recruiting volunteers, like some departments do. Pretty fortunate with that. In fact, we're at the end of a four-year term. We were on a pilot program with the International Association of Fire Chiefs. There were 10 departments in the United States that were chosen. We were one of those, so we've been working on that program for 4 years. And that came with some money. I don't know if you saw the pop-up tent and stuff that Tim had down. That was grant money from that program. So it's been a good program, and we're just starting to wrap that up. So. And we our volunteers come from all over. We don't just take people from that live in the district. Because we require our volunteers to pull four shifts a month. So we don't, you know, in the old days, you know, some guys, they'd be at home and they'd jump in their car and they'd drive to the fire station. We don't do that. You know, we actually staff the station to get much quicker response. So we have volunteers from all over Pearson, Union County.
You don't have to worry about anybody running in each other in the parking lot.
I remember those. In fact, when I was a kid, I ran into my brother's car, plumbing into the fire station, so going to a call. That doesn't happen anymore. Our new career firefighter, who just replaced one of our lieutenants that retired, he starts Recruit Academy, and this is his recruit. They graduate in January. He's actually attending a training consortium at the South King Training Consortium. And the volunteers put a total of about 2,100 hours in last month staffing stations. So that's a lot. Now, if you consider what it would cost to pay somebody to do that as well, as opposed to volunteers, it's, you know, millions of dollars a year that we save by staffing. Our Station 92 on Kent Black Diamond Road, which is just north of the Brookside Grocery Store, that remodel is about done, and we'll let you know when that's done. So it's not a big, huge thing, but just one side of the station, the living quarters. And the board asked me to ask about the workshop on the 13th. That's still occurring?
It is.
It is, okay.
6. Be at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Work studies usually start at 6. Mm-hmm. Meetings start at 7.
Okay. All right. It wasn't under count.
Well, it will be tomorrow.
Well, the agenda's probably
not. Well, it's yeah.
The meeting's on there, but the agenda's not. We do that on Fridays.
Yeah. Any questions?
Uh-uh.
Thank you. I got a question.
Oh.
What caused the fire on 218?
You know, I should probably just refresh it, too.
Work session.
Sure, yeah.
4 acres.
Yeah.
Pretty hard to pinpoint. Now, a lot, sometimes you can pinpoint where those are, but this one, people caused it. Most lightning.
Humans.
So when Dustin was talking about the mail, somebody was burning mail, that wasn't that fire?
I don't believe so. I haven't, that's, no one's told me that.
Oh, well, he told somebody at the city that somebody was burning mail in the woods.
He told me that when I saw him a couple of days ago.
So I don't know.
Well, I'll check on that.
Okay.
It was like stolen mail that they decided to.
Well, that could be.
Brilliant.
But I haven't heard that.
Talk to Dustin.
I'm a fire chief, not everybody's out.
Hey, you know. He and I had a great conversation.
I've heard that before.
Well, that fire just happened on Monday.
So it must have been Tuesday maybe when I saw, yeah.
Yeah. I'll ask him. How come?
You can report at the next meeting.
Yeah, I'll ask him how come everybody knows how it started.
You don't get your status report until Friday.
Yeah. Well, he's not here on Friday.
Oh, then it's Monday.
You'll forget by then.
Forget what? That's two. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll mess this over.
That's one.
So do we have any more department reports? Okay, it's time for the mayor's report. We had a long 3 weeks. On 8/21, I attended skateboard, and WashDOT made a presentation and discussed projects that use dollars economically, and 169 was not on his list, and that had the best results. And he said building more freeways is not the answer, and he pointed out that Houston added a 4- or 6-lane freeway, and travel times went up, not down. So he said that is not the solution. It's trying to figure out alternative means. We don't have Sound Transit or light rail out here, but they did add 2 more bus services to us because we were actually using the bus service more. And so that does help get cars off the road. Then I attended the same day the Kiwanis Luncheon where the Washington State Treasurer talked to us, and I brought this form that he handed out that gave us a bunch of statistics about the state. And Washington is ranked the 6th highest in the nation for debt per capita, higher than California. But we reflect a robust economy and prudent financial management. So he just thought that it might be good if we just didn't have so much debt. And then we had a homeless committee meeting on 8/23 where we discussed doing a homeless count for Maple Valley, Covington, and Black Diamond either later this year or early next year. And they're going to be calling a meeting with the police and the fire department and whoever wants to attend to figure out who's interested in doing that count. Last night was the SCA dinner in Bellevue with local legislators shared their focus and their views. I attended the hometown hoedown in Ten Trails a couple weeks ago. And last Friday I attended the Eagles fundraiser for Maple Valley Veterans Memorial. And then I attended the Labor Day events and parade, and I gave the Kevin Esping won the Civil Servant of the Year Award. He's our city's facilities administrator, and he didn't know. He knew he was nominated, but he didn't know he had won, so he didn't show up. But Craig Goodwin, an ex-council member, got Citizen of the Year for all that he does and donates to the calendars. He donates all the proceeds to the Black Diamond Community Center, and does a lot of projects. They forgot to buy the watermelons for the watermelon eating contest, so he actually ran to the store and got watermelons so they would have them for the. So that's how he got to be Citizen of the Year.
Being there.
So let's see. Councilmember Edelman, I think, is first.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to make a statement about the final plat that we approved tonight in the consent agenda. That's an administrative function. I take offense to the comments that were made tonight in the public comment period. I do my due diligence. I go in and talk to Andy. I go through the reports. And I'll tell you, I will take the MDRT consultants, who are the experts that have been working on this project for years and years and years, and our city attorney over Daniel Glenn, who's never looked at any of this stuff. So I just want to go on record that I am highly insulted again by the words that come out. And to come and submit an email at 5 minutes to 5 with comments is totally inappropriate. There's no way anybody, I hadn't looked at it. I wasn't home at 5 minutes to 5. So I'm just expressing my disgust because this happens year after year after year. And I will always go with our city attorney and our experts that we pay for. As far as what I've been doing, and this is going to be kind of out of order because I've added and subtracted, but I also went to the hometown hoedown. It was great. The music was wonderful, and as near as I can tell, they had a really great turnout. And it's a neat event for the kids. You know, there were kids playing with basketballs and footballs and bocce balls. They didn't know what they were doing, but they were playing. It was just really fun. So at the public works meeting that we had, we talked about the chip seal project that we approved tonight and also the telemetry contracts. Then at the SCA dinner last night, there were 5 out of the 6 representatives. There was 1 senator and 4 representatives. And some of the things they talked about, priorities that they want to take to the legislature in January when they start up again. Transportation, again, is a big issue. They want to talk about lifting the 1% property tax cap, which would help a small city like us. But they've got to figure out how to do it. And who knows if they actually have the compulsion to actually do it. The other thing that they talked about is additional funding for the police academy. They run, I think, didn't they say 5 classes a year of 30 people each? And they've had
30?
But they need more funding because they have a higher, they have more people applying.
The wait list to get into
is, yeah. Yeah. So that's huge for, you know, as an elected official, our top priority is public safety, and that includes having sufficient police officers to keep us safe. So hopefully they'll figure out what to do about that. I also went to the Labor Day parade, and for the first time in years, I was a spectator. That was kind of fun, actually. And last but not least, Seth, thank you for your email today. We're going to check out 288th tomorrow and see if it's really going to be open. Because let me tell you, it's been a real pain in the neck. Not as bad as Morgan Creek's probably put up with for the last few weeks. But having one of your main roads closed that goes down to Maple Valley Highway has been extremely inconvenient, to say the least. So that's it.
Councilmember Stout.
Yes, on the 28th, I attended the Public Works meeting, and I just want to say that I appreciate that our Public Works Department is forward-thinking. They have a heavy load to bear. There's a lot of work going on in the city, but still they're very thoughtful and bring forward issues that aren't actually anything to deal with right this minute. But they're looking forward and saying, we need to be thinking about this, and is our municipal code serving the needs of our citizens? And Seth Botcher brought forward the issue of overhead and underground utilities, mm-hmm. And whether we need to keep our code the way it is or whether we need to be a little more thoughtful about our requirements for having people put utilities underground, which is you know, a difficult thing and expensive, and sometimes it doesn't make sense to do it for a small project, but basically our code says that you have to where you possibly can. So I appreciate that they're always forward thinking and looking at issues that are going to come up or do come up, and kind of pushing us to kind of get our act together and make sure that our code is in alignment with what is the best for the city. I went to the Finance Committee meeting where the same kind of thing. We talked about a shoreline grant that we received, this business license ordinance that is coming up that we really need to be focused on because we have to make a decision about that pretty soon, and a few other things that we talked about, the SCADA system, the telemetry that we voted on tonight, both in the Public Works and in the Finance Committee meeting, because that it's very, very affected in both of those places. So when we go to these meetings, there's thoughtful discussion. We enjoy working together. We are able to put forward our opinions and ask a lot of questions and sometimes take things off the table that we're not ready to deal with yet because it needs more input, more information. And so when we say I went to this meeting or I went to that meeting, it's not necessarily like a little tea party. We go there and we do work. So I'm kind of chiming in with what Councilmember Edelman said. When we come to these meetings and vote on something, it's because we've done our work and we know what we're talking about and we've worked with the city. We have multiple things. I have something on this agenda from the Public Works Committee that we just crossed off and didn't talk about that day because it needed more information. And we talked about, you know, when we're going to bring that back to the Public Works meeting committee. So we do our work. And honestly, I'm so proud of the city staff. They come prepared. They know what they're talking about. They can answer all of our questions. And they very rarely say, oh, I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that, because they know what they're doing. So and that's what we do. I also went to the Labor Day's parade. Had to leave a little bit early. We had yet another little family emergency. But wow, the work that goes into that event is just amazing. And what a great opportunity for members of our community. And I hear people saying, oh, I'm from Kent, I'm from Maple Valley, I'm from Covington. But people keep coming year after year to this wonderful event. And the parade was really fun this year. And I just thought that Mason Street, where we live, was really well represented. We had Councilmember Oglesby, who's leader of the PAC. We had the national anthem sung by our neighbor Laurel Youngstrom. And we had Tony Moss, who serves on that Labor Day's committee, and I thought, yes, Mason Street, whoo. So, and I actually thought maybe, I don't know if anybody else wants to do that, but I just think it would be fun to have neighborhoods participate in the parade, and maybe we could put that on the plan for another year where we invite Eagle Creek, put in your parade entry. You know, Lawson Hills Estates, put in your parade entry. Get your kids to decorate their bikes and put up your Eagle Creek sign or whatever neighborhood it is. We have lots of neighborhoods in the city, and that would be fun and get a lot more participation. So, and then I did meet with Mr. Williamson to discuss the V13 parcel that we that we voted on tonight. And once again, all the information is there, all the bits and pieces, all the questions are asked and answered, and we move forward. And I think everybody's doing a really great job in spite of some other people's opinions. And that is my report.
Oh, there was one other person on your street. Pat Moss was in the beer garden, so she was looking too. Oh.
And then Patty Moss was in the beer garden.
Okay. For the Kiwanis. For the Kiwanis.
I think there were a lot of people in the beer garden, but okay. Patricia Moss was off.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
To echo some of the comments from Councilmember Edelman and Councilmember Stout, we do our homework, right? If we have to go walk a new plat, we'll go walk a new plat. If we have to go meet with Andy and discuss all the details that we definitely can't understand because we just don't have the experience or the time, but they do. That's what they do for a living. So we trust in their expertise. They can always answer our questions, and even if in the rare occasion they can't answer our questions, they get back to us really quick with the answers. So I have full confidence that when I go to our staff and ask them a question that I'm getting the right answer. And we look, you know, we don't just get here and get our agenda and be like, oh, I wonder what this is. No, I mean, you couldn't do that in your job at work, right? We don't do that here, and this is way more important than what we do day to day, right? So we do our homework, and we entrust in our staff that they have their skills and experience give us the answers that are appropriate. So hopefully over time people will realize that and they'll not think that, you know, or I don't know what they think, but I have full faith in our staff that they do a good job and they know what they're doing, because when anytime I try to throw them a curveball, they seem to be able to answer it. So you know, they can do that, then they know what they're doing. I attended the hometown hoedown. Kids always have a great time. Daughter loves getting her face painted. My youngest loves jumping up and down on the playground and then also on the bounce houses. And it is literally people from all over come, right? I mean, my wife and this crew of moms always show up with their kids, and the kids are always running off, playing together, waiting in line to get their faces painted. So it's a great opportunity to kind of show off the niceties over at Ten Trails, but it's also a good community function. It's not just a marketing thing. It's a good chance for the community to get together. Attended Labor Days. It was awesome. Walked in the parade with Dino and some other candidates. I now have balloons at my house with Chad's face on it. So I'm going to talk to Chad about that because it's kind of creepy when you walk downstairs at 10 o'clock at night and there's Chad's head bouncing around. So, the amount of work that goes into that, Melissa, great job. Everybody in the parade just looked like they were having a blast for the most part, except for the woman who was in it. But I think that that is another thing that draws people from all over, right? It's not just Black Diamond people that show up. There's Enumclaw people there. There's Maple Valley, Ravensdale. We brought our friends that just moved to Ravensdale in, and them and their kids loved it. They had a blast, right? So I think the idea about having neighborhood floats, or maybe not floats, but groups, right, it would be a neat idea. So I think it'll be interesting to see how they change year to year, right? It's a great event. I think everybody should come out and support that event. You know, it doesn't really cost you much to come support it. There's so much free stuff there, right? Even free goofy balloons. It's a great event for the community, and it takes a lot of work to put these events. The amount of volunteer hours, you'd just be flabbergasted the amount of hours that Melissa and her crew had put together for these things. So, and I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but I've met my three new neighbors in the neighborhood. So there's three houses that have sold kind of right around the area. Mrs. Button's house sold, and I met Fred. The house on the corner of 5th and Baker sold, and I met the people that bought it. They live up outside the city a little bit on Lawson, and they bought it for their in-laws in Tri-Cities, who aren't quite ready to move yet. So they're trying to figure out what they're going to do there. And I met the Dylan and Brandon, the couple that bought Karen and Glenn's place. Mm-hmm. And my daughter is in love with their little miniature goats. So, but they're great guys, nice people. So it's good to see all the work going on. I've been watching the construction work up at the church, their new building and stuff like that. Now that the Wednesday night free dinners have moved to St. Barbara's. So it's good to see little things like that in the community.
And I wanted to thank Councilmember Wisnowski for manning the booth, for the city booth, for a couple hours on Monday along with the police officer. So I really appreciate you coming down and
that's great.
Doing there.
You're welcome.
Councilmember Deedy.
All right, wow. So everybody pretty much said everything. I know everybody's not like, oh, my gosh, the last two, how much are they going to talk? So I won't go through everything, but I attended the skateboard, which is South King County Area Transportation Board, the Kiwanis Luncheon, the homeless meeting, Labor Day. It knocked it out of the park this year. Great job, Melissa. I actually got to watch. I was invited to walk in a political campaign, but I turned it down because this is my first time in 8 or 9 years to actually witness the parade. So I stood there with my niece and watched the parade. And then the car show.
Tell them what she said, because that was so cute.
What?
About the parade. She didn't go to a parade.
Oh. She went, my niece said, she didn't go to a parade. She went to the longest or the slowest car show ever. And she's three. So her grandpa helps put on the car show down at the Eagles Hall. My brother Troy, they had 260 cars this year. That is the most cars they've ever had. So it was a huge event. So congratulations to the Eagles Hall and to the Labor Day Committee for pulling off an awesome year. I went to the hometown hoedown, attended the finance meeting, the safety meeting was canceled because Chief Kiblinger, you were in a conference or had you? Yeah, so we canceled that, it's scheduled for next month. I talked to Andy about Parcel V13 subdivision, which I kind of thought I'd talk a little bit about, and maybe Andy could come up and just talk a little bit about the park that's going in and talk, you know, because I think it's pretty cool. You know, there is these big parks, but you have all these roads that go everywhere, and how is everybody, when you've got so many kids in there, and you got the Ring Road, you've got Roberts Drive, so maybe you could give a little bit about this, is it 1 acre?
Yeah, so it's not quite an acre, but it's significant. So where it's loaded on B13 lines up with First Street. I put them together, called First Street, but it is First Street. So it lines up exactly on the corner. So that was through a collaborative process at the pre-plat, before it ever came to pre-plat, that we had met with Justin Wortman and the people from Oak Point and really emphasized where we thought from a community where that park should be. So if you stand back and you look at the plat, the V13 is the connection point between 2C and the commercial corridor. So people can walk down off 2C, stay on the sidewalks, come through V13, go through this park area, they'll have a big rocks and they have to put all the amenities there, go through that, and then enter into the commercial area. So it's really bringing home the elements and the guidelines that the original council asked us to build a walkable community. So it's the ability that people can come home, park their cars, and walk and get something to eat. Hopefully, you know, that commercial area will take off, or maybe buy their groceries there, or go to the drugstore, or whatever. But that park, we felt from staff, and through the print class here, and I think as it develops all the way out, it will be a time element from those three communities. It's kind of a little buffer from the commercial area. So when you see it there, and I know most of the council people, I've taken you through there, we've looked at it in the past. That is a really signature part of this. So thank you for mentioning that.
So also on the sidewalk, if I remember correct, that main sidewalk that's taking you all over the development has a specific design so that you know that you're on like an arterial.
Right, and when you'll come to, and this is Oak Point's thought, and it's costing them more money, where the sidewalks come across is you'll know on certain sidewalks, there is a stamped pattern, a concrete brick kind of pattern to it. And as you enter in those trails, there's signature Oak 10 trails, signature logos on those, and those are the regional connectional trails, right? The cross community trails. So you can kind of orient yourself, right? Because there's going to be more than 10 trails in 10 trails. There's a lot of trails there. And how they go through the community. indulge me for a minute, even if you look at what we did on the original, the first plat, PP1A, and you look how that piece is, there was cross community trails through that. Mm-hmm. So the people who live at the end of those alley loaded lots will be able to walk up through the middle and walk all the way up and come into the commercial area without having to go to the end of the block and then come up. So if you spend time and kind of walk through that area, you'll get a feel of, once the houses are built, once these trails are in, and they're nice trails. When I say trails, they're walkable paths. They're not like, there's going to be the dirt trails, I'm working on those. But these are concrete trails type sidewalks that really interconnect all the elements. So, and I thank you, because I mean, you did talk a lot about that park and the sidewalks and the trails, because you are an avid walker.
Right. I need to know how to navigate through all that.
Yes.
Thank you, Andy.
Yep.
So I also have a couple other things to mention. Kevin, congratulations on your award, and also congratulations to all the citizens that got awards. You know, we have awesome citizens. You know, some are quiet and some, you know about. But I think everybody in the city tries to help make the city better, whether it's just helping your neighbor or going to the community center or serving at the church dinners on Wednesday. So whatever everybody's doing, nice job. Congratulations on your award. I did meet with the mayor, and I spoke to her about code enforcer for next year, putting that on the budget for passing, and she did talk that they were working on that and getting that figured out. So I'm happy to hear that.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Wow. I don't know if I have anything to report on. Just kidding. As a lot of the council members here, I did attend the hometown hoedown social. Got my picture taken with Aaron Crawford, and he even said in my hat, I was pretty like stoked. So I was like, yeah. So anyway, on the 30th, just recently, I attended the PTA ice cream social, which was really cool. Got to meet some of the teachers and the family members and children, eat some ice cream with them. That was a great little social visit. As you all know, I attended the Black Diamond Labor Days for 3 days straight, 12-hour days. Like everybody else says here, it is a huge event. It takes many, many hours of planning, many, many months of planning. It's open to the public. It's pretty much free. The churches come out. The businesses come out. A big thank you to a lot of the local Black Diamond businesses that financially support. This is a fundraiser. We go out. We look for money to put this event on. The city of Black Diamond was a huge supporter. Thank you very much. As like Tammy says, the citizens this year, starting off with Civil Servant of the Year was Kevin Esping. Our volunteers person of the year was Frank Reinhardt. And
Business of the Year.
Business of the Year was Black Diamond Automotive here, which is Keith. And then our Citizen of the Year was Craig Goodwin. So I do encourage moving forward, if you know people in the community that are worthy of these awards, get their name in early. Don't wait to the last minute to put someone's name in. I mean, even give them to us now. We do have a wrap-up meeting coming. Let's see, I think I wrote down the 16th this month at 5 p.m. at the bakery. We'll have a wrap-up meeting. Looking for volunteers, as you know, I am now retired from my volunteer job of 8 years of helping with the Labor Day Committee. So I will not be doing it next year. Tony Moss will be taking my spot. With that said, look for more volunteers. Takes a whole crew. I attended today the grand opening of the Children's Therapy Center, which was a beautiful facility. Got to meet some great people, some good families. They serve ages 0 to 3 there. They also have a facility in Kent that serves older children and teenager ages. Highly recommend, if you know somebody who needs that kind of service. Literature was handed out. I don't know if you guys, if I can leave that some at the door. I can give you one. This is free. You go to the facility and get it. Talks a little bit more about their services. But great business here in Black Diamond. We welcome them. So that's about it.
Okay, thank you.
So do we have an attorney's report?
Not tonight, Mayor.
So now it's time for the second public comments. Please come up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Kevin.
It's not really official. I can do it from my chair. I just want to thank Melissa for all your hard work on the Liberty Committee for all these years. And I really do appreciate the award. It was really a surprise. It was coming from Officer Kevin in the police department. It was easy because I was out in the public all the time. And now I kind of under the radar. I really do appreciate that you notice that I'm still trying my best to put in for you guys. And being from the police department, I've got to say not that I don't appreciate the basket that I got. However, I'm so used to the gratuity thing. The police department, the staff, Seth, I think it pretty much already ate up the basket, which I put on the table.
No, I just had just the popcorn.
Just saying, Seth. I don't know. And then I got a $25, I think it was a $25, something like that, gift certificate. I think it is from Johnson's. And Tammy, I'm going to donate that for the gym. So I just don't feel comfortable taking stuff.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Kristen?
I love giving it a bad
time. My name is Kristen Bryant again, and the comment that I need to make, I wasn't planning to, but I think it's very important for the public, is the council meeting is when public comment on agenda items are supposed to be brought up. You have public comment on the agenda. That's the public's chance. The alternative to contact every council member, in this case over Labor Day weekend or during the week, is not reasonable for most people. The council meeting is not only the most reasonable time for public comment, it is also the time for the council to work. Of course, people expect and understand that the council works before the meeting as well. And you can also work during the meeting. It cannot hurt to be open to information. But if you don't want it, then take public comment off the agenda altogether. If you think public comment is an implication that you don't do your work, and then you rudely criticize the commenter, that is a way to shut down public input. I have always been respectful in my comments and backed up the information I bring. It's not an insult to the council to make comments or to ask for changes to an item. It's not an insult to the staff if the public brings up something new. I want to say that again. It is in no way an insult to the staff for the public to comment or bring up a new item at a meeting. In tonight's case, to be clear, I brought up two items that were not in the staff report. Those were the full vested Black Diamond Code 17.20.50 and the point that not every condition of approval is in the staff report. These are reasonable. The plain reading of BDMC 17.20.50 does appear to not be currently being followed by Oak Point on their plats. I highlighted that in the information that I sent in and that I brought. There's no reason to criticize someone for making this comment. If you're concerned about the item that I commented on rather than any personal issues, it's still a regular meeting. You can still suspend the rules and reconsider the item and discuss it tonight if you want. That doesn't make you a bad council member. And for myself, I want you to know that I sent the comments and spoke to you because I care about the issue. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. We have no executive session, so I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.